Looks like you're pretty much into the present right now, right? Are you okay?
I'm really shaky.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, close your eyes. Okay. Do you want to go in a past life, or have you got all you can handle today?
I want to go deeper.
Where do you want to go?
3 lives ago.
Is there a certain life that you sense that you need to go to? Okay, let's go to this particular life that you sense. I'm going to count to 3. You're going to go there. And if anything is too traumatic, you can just become the observer. As the observer, nothing can hurt you. 1, 2, 3. You're back there now. Who are you?
I'm a fisherman.
Is this the same life as before or a different life?
It's different.
What is your name?
Manuel. I don't know what that means. It's a term.
Are you male or female?
I am male.
What kind of boat do you have?
Fishing boat.
Do you own it, or you work for somebody else, or what?
I have family.
The family owns it? Okay, how many's in the family?
I see 3 of us on the boat.
Why is this such an emotional life for you?
Because of what happens.
What happened? Was there an accident with the boat?
Best friend. It's crucified.
Crucified? Was this in the time of Jesus? What happened? Who was this best friend?
Jehovah.
What happened? Tell us something that you remember.
My friend betrayed us all. I see coins in a bag. I'm angry.
So that was Judas? You're angry at him for betraying Jesus?
He betrayed us all. The work that started.
Where are you at right now?
I'm outside of the tomb.
Is it after the crucifixion? What's happening?
I'm afraid. I'm afraid to go in there. I'm afraid to go. Afraid to go see.
Is this stone rolled away?
There's no stone.
What do you see?
An open doorway.
What happens next?
I see other people going in, and I'm standing there. I'm afraid of what I will find. I have some disbelief that it could truly be true.
That what could be true?
What the women said.
And what did they say?
he's not there.
Okay, we're moving ahead in time, and tell us what happened.
He's standing in front of me.
Who is?
Jehovah, my friend.
Does he speak to you? It's okay. You can handle it.
I'm struggling with my eyes and my... Is it really true? And I see him and I feel him. And he speaks to me. He sees my heart. It is true. Tells me he has a work. It's not over. It's not done. I felt like everything was done. That everything we had done was over. He's trying to raise my eyes higher. He's showing me bigger picture. Bigger picture. He's touching my head. He's touching my forehead.
What do you feel?
I see it's not to be over in that life.
So you still have work to do? Do you see him again after this, or is this the last time you saw him?
Many times.
How long did he work with the people?
I see him for 17 days.
What happened after then?
I have to go somewhere.
Did he send you somewhere?
Yes.
What did he tell you?
I see me fleeing or trying to escape something. I have a fear of being captured. But I see a community. I see a little house made of like mud or something. And I see me in the house at a chair and a table, wood table. And there's another man there and his family, and they take me in. I'm teaching them.
Tell us the last time you saw Jesus in that life.
I wasn't in spirit. I was in spirit. I wasn't...
No, in the physical body. Tell us in the physical body, what's the last time you saw him in that life?
I see him standing in front of me. He's blessing me. He's touching my heart. I know what I'm to do. I know where I am to go. I have a sadness knowing I won't see him again in this life.
Did he say you wouldn't see him again in this life? You
no.
Just knew it?
But I knew I would again.
Did you see the ascension as described in the Bible, or did it occur that way?
I don't know.
And were you at the day of Pentecost? Were you present?
That term doesn't... I don't know that term.
Were you there at the time the Spirit... The apostles received a tremendous endowment of the Spirit?
Yeah.
like flames of fire appeared over their heads. Mm-hmm. Were you there?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Mm.
And they heard a sound like a rushing of a mighty wind.
I see wings of fire. I see him being wrapped up in white light. I see the circular energy of those in the group.
How many were there? Doesn't have to be exact. Approximately?
There's more than, less than 20, or between 17 and 24.
Okay. Was Peter leading the group? Or what was happening?
Peter wasn't in charge, but he was a conduit of light.
Who's in charge?
Jehovah.
Oh, okay. But he was just there. Was he just there in the spirit or in the physical?
Many could see him, feel him. I don't think he was.
He felt his presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Peter was a conduit?
Yes.
Okay. And you were there? And you were a male in that life? What did you feel when you experienced the endowment?
Bliss.
Did you feel like your body was full of fire?
An all-consuming, purifying light radiating from the top of my head to the tips of my toes.
Have you ever felt anything like that in this current life?
Yes.
When did this happen?
I've had this experience several times.
And what's the purpose of the experience in this life? Was it to
change me, to be a higher receptacle of his light and energy and love.
And to prepare you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to bring you back to the present. You'll be at peace. You'll be able to handle this and process it in a positive way. And you'll be able to remember it very clearly, everything that you want to remember. The count of three, you'll be in the present. One, coming back. Two, three, you're completely back. Well, that was unusual.
Can I hide?
Why would you want to hide?
Big hug for you. Come on.